الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، we start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us to gather here today to study the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because without any doubt, that is the remedy for the diseases that exist within the hearts and the ills that we find in society. Whoever thinks that they will be able to cure their hearts from any illness or disease with other than the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will only achieve failure and disaster. And my talk today revolves around one of the supplications of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know as a general principle that the best supplications are the supplications that we find in the book of Allah and the supplications that we find in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sadly, you find some people, they memorize supplications, ma anzalallahu biha min sultan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed no authority for. And you find that many of those supplications, if you were to analyze the meaning, have mistakes or i'tida, transgression. And the supplication that we will discuss, we find in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, in the authentic hadith narrated by Anas radiallahu anhu, who said, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يُكْثِرَ أَنْ يَقُولُ. He said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would frequently say, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O changer of hearts, O turner of hearts, make my heart firm upon your religion. When Anas radiallahu anhi heard those words from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again highlighting the understanding of the companions, and the best understanding for the Qur'an and the Sunnah is the understanding of the companions. Anas radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, Amanna bika wa bima ji'ta bihi. We have believed in you and what you have came with. Fahal takhafu alayna. Do you fear for us? Because look, subhanallah, in this dua, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us to say, Ya muqallib al-qulub, O changer of hearts, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Make my heart firm upon your religion, and we will get to the meaning later on, insha'Allah ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Anas asked this question, and this highlights, brothers and sisters, the need for every Muslim and Muslima to memorize this dua. Let us come away from TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and Hyde Park and everything else just for a moment, so that we can learn something that's going to benefit us, insha'Allah, in this dunya and the akhirah. This is something that we should have memorized and something that we should teach our children. It should be moist upon our tongues, because if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say it often, then what about us? When Anas, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, do you fear for us? He said, na'am, yes. If that is about the companions, what about me and you? What about me and you? Should we not fear for ourselves? Should we not fear that maybe, possibly, that we may go astray? And that is why the Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, said, فَإِنَّ الْحَيَّ لَا تُؤْمَنْ عَلَيْهِ الْفِتْنَةِ. For indeed, the living is not immune from being tested. Anyone can be tested, and may Allah grant us all firmness. How many people, brothers and sisters, have disappeared over the years? How many people from last year may not be here today? Or from decades, you're talking even more. And know, subhanallah, these individuals, as Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they deviated and that deviation existed within their hearts, Allah made their hearts deviate. Showing the importance of purifying our hearts. Purifying our hearts and focusing on our hearts. Many of us, alhamdulillah, we look and we think about our health and our fitness. And we have a program. Maybe we do sit-ups. Maybe we do push-ups. Maybe we go to the gym. How many of us have that program with our heart? How many minutes do we spend in the mirror brushing or combing our beard or our hair, making sure that when we go outside that we look, that our look is appealing or jameel? And Allah Azza wa Jal, inna Allah jameel yuhib al jamal. Allah Azza wa Jal is beautiful, He loves beauty. How many of us spend that same time analyzing our hearts? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes. When Anas said, do you fear for us? He said, yes. What about me and you? And he explained the reason. He said, إِنَّ الْقُلُوبَ بَيْنَ أُسْبُعَيْنِ مِنْ أَصَابِعِ اللَّهِ يُقَلِّبُهَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. Indeed, the hearts are between two fingers of Allah, and He changes them as He wills. In the hadith, ikhwan, in this hadith, subhanallah, yes. I'm going to ask a question, inshallah. I have a few books to give out. Commentary upon da'watuna of our Sheikh al-Imam al-Mujaddid, Muqbil ibn Hadi al-Wadi'i, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And hopefully that is bir towards our Sheikh after his death for his patience and effort in educating the ummah and teaching the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A mujahid and an imam bihaq, rahmatullahi alayhi. Some people, they say, when they say this supplication, Ya muqallib al-qulub wal-absar, O changer of hearts and eyes. What is the authenticity of the ziyada al-absar in that dua? And if you mention something, bring dalil. Common upon the tongues of the awam, the common people. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong, but it could be, because what is common is not always what is correct. What is correct is what agrees with the Quran and the Sunnah, and that's why we should be learning it. Regardless of our gender and regardless of our age, because that is how Allah Azza wa Jalla raises people. And Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed the Quran for the heart to be firm. Naam, tafaddal. Yes. Huh? La asla lahu. It has no origin. There's no basis for it. Naam, the people, they've added it based upon maybe some of the verses in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we know خَيْرُ الْهَدِي هَدْيُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ used to say يَا مُقَلِّبُ الْقُلُوبِ. And suffice with that, so the best guidance is for us to say يَا مُقَلِّبُ الْقُلُوبِ without adding وَالْأَبْصَارِ. We find in a version of this hadith, and this hadith, this dua, was narrated by many of the companions, highlighting its importance, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say frequently. In this narration here, Shahr ibn Hawshab, he said, قال قلت لأم سلمة. I said to Umm Salama, يا أم المؤمنين, O mother of the believers, ما كان أكثر دعاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان عندك. What was the supplication that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said most when he was with you in your presence? قالت, she responded, كان أكثر دعائه يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. The dua that he would make the most was, O changer of hearts, make my heart firm upon your religion. Qalat, she said, Fakultu, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, why do you supplicate with this so frequently? Ya muqallibul qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, he said, Ya Umma Salama, O Umm Salama, innahu laysa adami illa wa qalbuhu bayna usbu'ayn min asabi'i Allah. There is not a human being, look, every human, no exceptions, except that his heart is between two of the fingers of Allah. فَمَنْ شَاءَ أَقَامَ وَمَنْ شَاءَ أَزَاغَ. Whoever Allah Azza wa Jal wills, then he makes their heart firm. And whoever Allah Azza wa Jal wills, then he causes their heart to deviate. May Allah protect us from the latter. And Mu'adh recited the verse, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. One of the narrators. Our Lord, do not cause our hearts to deviate after you have guided us. And even in that, ikhwan, subhanallah, and taking us away a little bit, just be patient with me, inshallah, and we will go on to analyze the meaning of this dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, the best of mankind, the best of the children of Adam, showing his understanding, because in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he praised الراسخون في العلم, those who are firmly grounded in knowledge. And we know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the firmest of the people in knowledge. And it shows us the connection between the verse in Surah Ali Imran and the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ نَسْتَنْبِتُ كَذَلِكَ. And from that we can derive the excellence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that he was the firmest of the people in knowledge. Who can mention to me the dua that we find, the full supplication, without screaming out? And I'm sure many of the brothers have memorized. Na'am, tfaddal. I can't hear you. La, no Allahumma. You got to raise your voice. Innaka antal wahhab. Tfaddal, jazakumullah khair. What's your name? Huh? How old are you? MashaAllah, Amr 17, jazakumullah khairan. Naam, he had it. I want to mention, ikhwan, the explanation of Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah when he talks about when he explains some of these ayat where Allah Azza wa Jal praises these individuals are firm in knowledge. And again, it's a connection between what we find in that dua in the Quran and what we find from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this dua. And it makes sense why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would often repeat this, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. Because it's very similar to what we find in the Quran when Allah Azza praises these people. And Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he said in his tafsir, wa naqra'ahu insha'Allah, he said, wa qad athna Allahu ta'ala ala rasikhina fil ilm bi sab'i sifatin hiya unwanu sa'adatil abd. Allah praises those who are firmly grounded in knowledge for seven qualities that they possessed, which are the ingredients to happiness. Yes, seven qualities, they are the ingredients and the keys to happiness. Look, ikhwan, knowledge makes you humble. If you find from ilm that you're arrogant, that's not knowledge, yanfa. Some people, they go, they study with a sheikh for some years, or they graduate from an Islamic university, or they get a PhD, and they look down upon their brothers. Ana kadha, I study with Sheikh Fulan. That's not knowledge, because knowledge humbles an individual. And when you have knowledge, you respect the efforts of those who came before you, as Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the book of Allah. Man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. Whoever humbles themselves for Allah, Allah will raise them. No human being. Knowledge should humble us. Look at the humility of these people who are firmly grounded in knowledge. That's why arrogance is from people, they're not firmly grounded in knowledge, even though they may possess knowledge. وَفَرْقْ بَيْنَ مُجَرَّدِ الْعِلْمِ وَالرَّسُوخِ فِي الْعِلْمِ. There's a big difference between just possessing information as knowledge and being firmly, deeply rooted in knowledge, as we were here. Allah praised these people in the Quran. And again, yes, when we see Allah praising people, in the Quran, the supplication of the salihun, the righteous, and before them the prophets and the messengers, we should try and memorize those supplications. Because min ajma' al-ad'iyah, they are from the most comprehensive of supplications. The first quality Allah praises these servants for, al-ilm, knowledge. Alladhi huwa tariq al-musil ila Allah. Knowledge which is the path that leads to Allah. And even in this supplication, ikhwan, ya muqallib al-qulub, O changer of hearts, the one who is supplicating has knowledge about Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah is the one that changes hearts. The first knowledge, which is the path that leads to Allah as it clarifies His rulings and divine legislations. Athaniyatu, the second quality, ar-rusukhu fil ilm, being deeply rooted in knowledge. وَهَذَا قَدْرٌ زَائِدٌ عَلَى مُجَرَّدِ الْعِلْمِ. And this is more than just possessing knowledge, having information. فَإِنَّ الرَّاسِخْ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقْتَدِي أَنْ يَكُونَ عَالِمًا مُحَقِّقًا. Because the one who has deep knowledge will ultimately be an insightful scholar. Yes, مِنْ أَهْلِ التَّحْقِيقِ. They can weigh up statements and analyze them and arrive by the will of Allah at the truth. وَعَارِفًا مُدَقِّقًا. And they can be a person of understanding with precision. قَدْ عَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ ظَاهِرَ الْعِلْمِ وَبَاطِنَهُ. Allah taught him the apparent knowledge and its actual meaning. Yes, because someone could have knowledge, look ikhwan, but Allah doesn't give them understanding. قَدْ يَجْتَمِعَانِ وَقَدْ يَفْتَرِقَانِ. They may be together and they may be, one of them may be present without the other. But understanding always requires knowledge. For example, a person's memorized the Quran, the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, like a Shaykh al-Allama Salih al-Fawzani mentioned. A person memorized the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, however, and with the qira'at, but they go to the graves and they worship the dead. هذا ما عنده فقه. وما نفعه علمه. That person doesn't have understanding of the religion, and the knowledge that he has does not benefit him. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man yuridi Allahu bi khayra yufaqihu fi din." Whoever Allah wants good for, He gives them understanding. Look, al-fiqh fi din. Understanding is from Allah. Someone may have basic knowledge, but you see again that they're firm upon the fundamentals of Islam. They know tawheed and they implement it. They understand shirk and they stay away from it and warn against it. They know sunnah and they're firm upon it. And they know bid'ah and they stay away from it and they warn against it. But their knowledge is not as vast as someone who's graduated from Medina and has a master's degree and a PhD from Yale, and he's dal mudil min madrasatil aqlaniyin nam, and he belongs to the Mu'tazili school of thought of today. And the person that has understanding that Allah blessed him with, he has a limited amount of knowledge. Maybe he's memorized juz amma of the Quran. Maybe he has a basic knowledge of the Arabic language, but he knows the usul of Ahli Sunnah. Hadha indu fiqh. And that fiqh is from Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's why we should always ask Allah Azza wa Jal for beneficial knowledge. In the morning after Salat al-Fajr, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, what? Have a book. What was the dua that he would make? Tafadda, the brother with the imamah. Yes. I can't hear you. I don't know why, mashallah, the brothers speak very low here. Tafadhal. Naam. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'an wa rizqan tayyiban wa amalan mutaqabbala. Look at that, ikhwan. You start your day with that. Salat al-Fajr, and then alhamdulillah, after you finish Salat al-Fajr, your adhkar, your ad'iyah, and you're asking Allah, oh Allah, I ask you for beneficial knowledge. That's why knowledge is the most valuable thing a person can possess. And sustenance that is lawful and actions that are accepted. Knowledge. Beneficial knowledge. Knowledge accompanied by understanding. And understanding is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he said, فَرَسَخَ قَدَمُهُ فِي أَسْرَارِ الشَّرِيعَةِ. This person who is deeply rooted in knowledge, his foot is firm as it relates to the actual meanings of the divine legislation of Allah, عِلْمًا وَحَالًا وَعَمَلًا. Knowledge, as it relates to knowledge, is actual state and implementation. The third quality that Allah mentions about these people that are deeply rooted and firm in knowledge, أنه وصفهم بالإيمان بجميع كتابه. Allah describes that they have iman, faith in all of His book. ورد لمتشابهه إلى محكمه بقوله يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا. Allah described them as possessing faith in all of His book, and that they return the unclear parts of it to the clear parts. Yes, that's because they have a pure heart. Allah Azza wa Jalla, what does He say about those who have a disease in their heart? Look, ikhwan, at the importance of this conference. What does Allah say about those who have a disease in their heart? And we'll mention the statement of Ibn al-Qayyim ba'dayn, inshallah, ba'da qaleel. Ma asma'uk. Ikhwan, naam, haya, without a shadow of a doubt, is from iman. Seeking knowledge, two types of people, Mujahid said, will not attain it. The one who is shy, the one who is arrogant. We need to be able to hear it. Fadl. Huh? You're missing a bit. How does it start? La. Huh? Naam, ahsant. As for those who have a disease in their hearts, then they follow that which is unclear from the Quran. Look, their hearts are diseased. That's why we need to purify the heart. Because if your heart is pure, it will not behave like that. Your heart will return that which is unclear to that which is clear. Your heart will find that which is sufficient in the Quran and the Sunnah. أن تجعل القرآن الربيع قلبي. To make the Quran the spring of my heart. The heart that is pure, the Quran is the spring of their heart. They don't need anashids. They don't need, you know, Allah made me funny. That comedian. والعياذ بالله. يستهزئون بالدين. If you want to do comedy, and we're not advising you to do that, leave the religion out of it. That's why some people on Instagram, they're so desperate for views, they take the religion, wal'iyadu billah, as mockery. Salah is mockery. You don't have anything else to joke about except the prayer and dua, matters of the religion. هذا أمر خطير. The religion is not a joke. So don't treat it as a joke. Whether you're an influencer or not, it doesn't matter if you have a billion followers. The deen is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And it should be respected and honored. Certain things we don't play with, and that's one of them. الرابعة, the fourth quality. أنهم سألوا الله العفو والعافية مما ابتلي به الزائغون المنحرفون. Look, ikhwan, even though they had knowledge, they still fear for themselves. It's the same as our supplication. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. O changer of hearts, O turner of hearts. Make my heart firm upon your religion. These individuals, they ask Allah Azza wa Jal for His pardon and well-being from that which the deviants have been tested and trialed with. So yes, even though they have knowledge, they're not deluded by it. They still fear for themselves. They still fear for themselves. And that is why our brother, Sheikh Farid Abdullah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he died a few days ago. Sheikh Farid, a person of Sunnah, alhamdulillah, نحسبه كذلك والله حسيبه وما نزكي على الله أحد. He caught the Tawheed and the Sunnah, and alhamdulillah, that which was apparent, he died upon it. That is what we've seen from him, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will bring him to account. We do not praise anyone before Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sheikh Farid, Naam, alhamdulillah, if we look and take his example, he died, alhamdulillah, what was apparent upon the sunnah. Yes, we're sad because he was an individual, alhamdulillah, he was humble again. And in America, ikhwan, wa aquluhu, he was from the most knowledgeable of the people there. From the most knowledgeable. I'm not going to be like some, you have some individuals, they are the most knowledgeable person of the dunya. Allah knows best. But, you know, those type of, that jazm, I would say he was from the most knowledgeable of the people, but also he was humble with it. Rahimahullah ta'ala. And in terms of his integrity and his honor, if anyone was to be asked questions and give fatawa, it would have been someone like him, not like these some of these graduates that come from Medina. And again, we all have shortcomings. May Allah forgive us all from our sins. May Allah forgive us all for our sins. None of us are angels. We don't claim to be so. But at the same time, we're not going to get on Twitter and say, yes, you know, I've just come from watching, you know, Wakanda, you know, in the movies, and this guy is a graduate from Medina, and they say he's a scholar of America. Are you taking the religion as a joke? The same person that said, yes, men can wear earrings. Graduate from Medina, master's degree. One of the so-called liberal imams and scholars of America. Look at the fatwa they're giving and look where the people will end up if you take these individuals as your scholars. But Sheikh Farid was nothing like them. Nothing like them. I mentioned Sheikh Farid, limada, why? Because, yes, we're sad. However, alhamdulillah, that which is apparently died upon the sunnah, we should fear about our own selves. Look how many people are losing their minds in today's age. Look how many people are selling out. Look how many people are embracing bid'ah. Look how many people are around us. Look. Look how many people now, hand in hand with the Sufis, and other than min ahl al-dalala, look, with the Qutubis and the Sururis. A face in Saudi Arabia and a face when they come to the West. When they go to Saudi and they visit some of the mashayikh, you know, they're upon the sunnah. When they come to the West, they lecture with the heads of the Qutubis and the Sururis. Why? Because haulah, they have the worst type of two faces. They have two faces in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Wahadihi sifa, and that characteristic, that trait, is not from the traits of the believers. Hada min sifatil munafiqeen wal'iyadu billah. Yes, and that's why Imam Ahmed used to say, Allahumma amitna ala al-Islami wa sunnah. Imam Ahmed used to make the dua, oh Allah, bless me to die upon Islam and the sunnah. That is why when they asked Imam Ahmed, they said, the one who dies, did he die upon good? He said, bal mata ala al-khayri kulli. He's died upon everything that is good. That is why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, a'adham al-karama luzum al-istiqama. The greatest honor that Allah can bless a servant with is that Allah blesses them to be upright until they leave this world. When you see a man leaving this world upon sunnah, that's the greatest honor. Not by views on YouTube or by the number of people they have following them on Instagram or TikTok. The greatest honor that you live and you depart from this world upon righteousness and upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because every one of us sitting here today, inshallah, if we die, when they put us in the grave, they're going to say, Bismillah ala sunnati Rasulillah, in the name of Allah, upon the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. And we don't want it to just be words, we want to be people that actually died upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The fifth quality, اعترافهم بمنة الله عليهم بالهداية وذلك قوله ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا. They recognize and they acknowledge Allah's favor upon them as He granted them guidance, and this is found in His statement, Our Lord, do not cause our hearts to go astray after you have guided us. Look, they recognize the blessings of Allah. And that's the importance of recognizing the blessings of Allah. And the greatest blessing that Allah gave you with is that He guided you to Islam. That is why when you see someone upon disbelief, regardless of what they possess from the dunya, you should never be jealous of them. Why are you jealous when Allah gave you something that is more than this world and everything in it, that He guided you to Islam? السادسة, the sixth quality, أنهم مع هذا سألوه رحمته والمتضمنة حصول كل خير واندفاع كل شر وتوسلوا إليه باسمه الوهاب. Even with all of this, they ask Allah for His mercy, which comprises of the attainment of all that is good and protection of all that is evil. And they draw nearer to Him through the name of Allah, Al-Wahhab, the bestower. Yes, showing the importance of Aqeedah. Look, they made dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. Look, Aqeedah, indeed you are the bestower. Our Lord, do not cause our hearts to deviate after you have guided us. Bestow us upon us mercy from yourself. Verily, you are Al-Wahhab. Correct Aqeedah. Look at the connection with making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. And knowing Allah Azza wa Jal, His names and His attributes and how it has an effect upon the servant. If you know Allah Azza wa Jal is Al-Wahhab, you're going to turn to Al-Wahhab. Muqallib al-Qulub, Al-Wahhab, changer of hearts, the one who can grant you success and give you firmness, at-tathbeet. And we'll talk about that, ikhwan. I don't think we're going to have time, barakallahu feekum, to even go into the meaning. I'll leave the meaning for tomorrow. I had a different talk planned for tomorrow. It was going to be about the heart is the king of the body. But inshallah ta'ala, we'll talk about the actual meaning of this dua, inshallah, ghadan. But continuing, as-sabi'ah, the seventh quality, أنه أخبر عن إيمانهم وإيقانهم بيوم القيامة. Allah informed us about these people who are deeply rooted in knowledge. These individuals that feared that their hearts may go astray, that they made this dua. And again, we said that makes sense. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the dua that he would say most often, according to Salama, يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك, because the Prophet was the firmest of the people in knowledge. The deepest of the people in knowledge. The best of the prophets and the messengers. Allah Azza wa Jalla informed us of their faith and their certainty in the last day, the day of resurrection, and their fear of it. And this is an incumbent requirement for them to act and protect themselves from error. Ikhwan, I close with the statement of Al-Imam Al-Baghawi rahimahullahu ta'ala when explaining this topic here. And again, if you haven't memorized this dua, it's easy. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Alhamdulillah, one of the benefits of these type of seminars, we learn from each other. Ana astafi mink, I benefit from you. You may benefit from me. We benefit from each other. And we take things that last. It's not about the hype. Hype comes and goes. It's like that influencer that was in New York, Times Square the other day. And he's, look, it's just a bunch of hype. The people are hype, they come out and they riot. That hype is going to come and it's going to go. The coming years, there's going to be another influencer, someone else other than him. You know, hype comes and goes. That's why our da'wah is not based upon hype, and we can't get caught up in the hype. Some people do, and they think the hype that, no. Like some of the salaf, they said, falsehood, it does its rounds. Meaning, sometimes it is hyped up, made more than what it is. Because people like controversy, sadly. Many of them, illa man rahimullah. However, after a while, it will vanish. Yes, because it was not based upon sincerity, and it was not based upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look, ikhwan. And again, we don't claim perfection for anyone. Myself or any of the brothers, we don't claim perfection, barakallahu feekum, from individuals of the companions, individuals. So what about us? But look, alhamdulillah, the brothers here, decades. Remember, subhanallah, one of the first conferences I attended here was like 90-something, mid-90s. And still calling to the same thing today. Whereas many others, how many others have come and gone? Look at Abul Aliya. Sheikh Muqbil called him Abul Hawiya. Abul Ali is a Sufi today. I remember when I was studying in London, he was teaching in a masjid there. And he was ascribing to the sunnah, al-yawm wa Sufi. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Oh, change of hearts, make my heart firm upon your religion. When we see that stuff happening around us, we're scared. No doubt. It shows, ikhwan, alhamdulillah, and again, we don't claim perfection for ourselves or anyone else, yes. However, when we look at the fundamentals and we look in the West at the da'wah, and I say this, sometimes, you know, people are nostalgic about what they don't have. They don't recognize and appreciate what they have. What you have in these Western lands is a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla, that you are sitting here in Birmingham and you're learning Quran and Sunnah with understanding of the Salaf in 2023. It's historical. And maybe, and Allah knows best, people that come after us may write about it. We don't know. Ma nadri. Sometimes we don't understand the worth of that. And sometimes we don't acknowledge the blessing of that. And maybe if we're not grateful, maybe that's one of the reasons why, for some of us, maybe we lose those blessings. Because if we're thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah promises us that He will give us more blessings. But when we are ungrateful, the punishment of Allah is severe. Subhanallah, ikhwan, we see the Salaf with their teachers. When someone would teach them, they would make dua for them, frequently. Some of them said, every time in my sujood, I will make dua for so-and-so for my teachers. How many of us make dua for our teachers that have taught us? Or how many of us end up having big heads and now start looking down upon people who taught us? Like I said, alhamdulillah, I try my best to not reject any good from people that, and it's man sana ilayka ma'rufan, whoever does good for you, the Prophet encourages to repay them. Again, I remember, subhanAllah, in the mid-90s, I was in university, there were Sufis, Takfiris, people, they were sending people to Chechnya, there was the Hearts of the Green Birds, mashallah. At that time, we had Essex University homepage. Sheikh Abu Iyad, mashallah, would be translating. Some of you may not have been born in 96. وَاسْتَفَدْنَا مِنْهُمْ كَثِيرًا بارك الله فيكم. Again, it's important to recognize that. And I say it, alhamdulillah, وَلَا نَخَافْ لَوْمَةَ اللَّهِ, because sometimes people don't recognize, alhamdulillah, the fruits and the insight of the brothers over the years. And again, you know, all of the brothers, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ, all of our teachers. And with our teachers, نعم, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَّمَكَ فُوْشَيْخُكَ, everyone who teaches you is your sheikh. Al-Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, فِيهِ بَيَانْ أَنَّ الْعَبْدْ لَيْسَ إِلَيْهِ شَيْءٍ مِنْ أَمْرِ سَعَادَتِهِ أَوْ شَقَاوَتِهِ. If we understand this dua, ikhwan, and this is again the general meaning, O changer of hearts, make my heart firm upon your religion. In this is a clarification that the servant controls nothing as it relates to his happiness or his misery. We don't control any of that. In this is a clarification that the servant controls nothing as it relates to his happiness or his misery. Rather, بَلْ إِنْ اِهْتَدَى فَبِهِدَايَةِ اللَّهِ إِيَّهِ. Rather, if he is guided, then it is due to the guidance of Allah. وَإِنْ ثَبَتَ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ فَبِتَثْبِيتِهِ. And if the person remains firm upon faith, then it is because Allah made him firm. Yes, we are weak. All of us, masakeen. Our Sheikh Mukbir rahimahullah, when he used to talk about the spread of the da'wah ahli sunnah, and the Sheikh was one of the best teachers you would find, rahmatullahi alayhi, murabbin, from the ulama al-rabbaniyun. And it was a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to sit with him and see him and monitor him and how he addressed situations. He said, intasharat da'wat ahli sunnah. The da'wah ahli sunnah spread, and even in the West, ikhwan, he said, fil Yemen and in other than Yemen, look, the da'wah of ahli sunnah spread. Even the da'wah of Sheikh Mukbir rahimahullah, it spread all over the dunya, not even just Yemen. He said, لا بحولنا ولا بقوتنا ولا بفصاحتنا ولا بشجاعتنا. He said, it's not because of our strength. It's not because of our wealth. It's not because of our eloquence or our courage. He said, this is a favor from Allah Azza wa Jal. This is a favor from Allah. And yes, even in the West, look how the da'wah is spreading. SubhanAllah, ikhwan, we can't even travel, keep up. To be honest with you, SubhanAllah, you know, the conference here, again, it's a blessing to visit our brothers for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we hope that Allah Azza wa Jal accepts it from us. However, Saab, subhanAllah, traveling, I've been on the road from here to West Palm Beach. We had a seminar. From West Palm Beach, mashallah, back to Philadelphia. From Philadelphia to Canada with the brothers in Troy. From Troy back to Philadelphia, from Philadelphia to London, from London to here. And inshallah, it will continue. But again, to me, it shows the spread of the da'wah. And again, I appreciate, mashallah, our teachers and our brothers, and before them, our scholars. And I recognize the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal to see the growth and the da'wah and the common people, their love for the sunnah. Because the common people, they're tired of the games. They're tired of these, you know, these conferences where they have anashids and it's like, you know, a music seminar. Even people from the streets, they recognize the fraudulent behavior of that. They want to leave the streets and they want purity. They don't want that corruptness. The Sheikh used to say, yes, the spread of the da'wah, we see it all around us. Alhamdulillah, we give glad tidings to Ahlul Sunnah. The da'wah is spreading. Don't listen to those liars. Don't listen to those deceivers when they say, you know, Salafiyah, the rise and the fall. First of all, Salafiyah is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and it continues to spread. But again, it's not, we are weak and we are in need of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's by the tawfiq of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Why has this spread occurred? Because our scholars, alhamdulillah, nurture people upon the Quran and the Sunnah with the understanding of the Sahaba, and our mashayikh, our teachers in the West, alhamdulillah, have tried their best for over maybe 3 decades to convey that and make that connection. And still you hear from our teachers, yes, we should ask Sheikh Fawzan. Yes, about this, this is a nazil amin al nawazil. We should ask a Sheikh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad. We should ask a Sheikh Rabi'. We should ask a Sheikh Abdul Aziz or the Lajna. We still hear that. But others are now saying, you know, like some of those PhD holders from Medina that came back to America, we have fatwa committees in the West, maybe as knowledgeable or maybe more knowledgeable than some of the ones in the Muslim lands. And they're referring to Salah Sawi and the Qutubis and the Ikhwanis. Ba'u. Sold out. Alhamdulillah, we don't find our brothers selling out. With all the, you know, the tests and the trials of the years, alhamdulillah. And again, if anyone wants to say other than that, at least recognize the fadl and be just. Al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he said, wa in dhalla, if a person goes astray, it's because Allah Azza wa Jalla subhanahu wa ta'ala, he caused that individual to go astray and turned them away from guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, balillahu yamunnu alaykum an hadakum lil iman. Rather, it is Allah who favored you, that he guided you to faith. Yes, it's a favor from Allah. None of us should think we're doing Allah a favor. That's from the plots of the devil, that someone thinks, you know, if I go and pray in the masjid, I'm doing Allah a favor. That's from the shaitan. That's a corrupt belief, wal'iyadu billah. It's not going to last. Allah needs nothing from us. Nothing. And nothing we do will benefit Allah Azza wa Jalla. We do it for ourselves. And our benefit in the dunya and the akhirah. Al-Baghawi continued, he said, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ إِخْبَارًا عَنْ حَمْدِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah tells us about the hamd, how the people of paradise, they will praise Allah. Look, the people of Jannah, may Allah bless us all with Jannah. That's why we're here today, to work for Jannah. We're here to aid one another get to Jannah. We want to see all of our brothers go to Jannah. Those who are qareeb and those who are ba'eed. Even the ones who are upon error, we want them to go to Jannah. And if they're upon error, that's why we give them advice. I advise some of the ikhwa, even recently in the US, now I'm about certain things that have been happening. And you know, sadly, people, they go to people that, you know, will agree with them. They tell them what they hear. But in reality, ikhwan, if you're looking for advice, you're looking for, and you, alhamdulillah, you know Allah Azza wa Jalla subhanahu wa ta'ala, he alone legislates legislation. And he alone makes halal, halal, and haram, haram. And obviously, you want the religion of Allah, not some man-made interpretation. But sadly, some people, they look for a shoe that fits them. No. Whenever the religion of Allah is the religion of Allah, we accept it and we try our best to implement it. And if we fall short, we recognize that, we don't try and justify it. Look what Allah says about the people of paradise and how they praise Allah. They will say, Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. All praise belongs to Allah who guided us to this. That's what the people of paradise will say. All praise belongs to Allah who guided us to Islam. And if it wasn't for Allah, we would have never been guided. Likewise, yeah, and he mentioned other ayat which are going to come inshallah ta'ala tomorrow. He said, وَعَلَى الْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَلْجَأْ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَيُكْثِرْ مِنْ هَذَا الدُّعَاءِ كَمَا كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يُكْثِرُ مِنْهِ. Al-Baghawi rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said, it is upon the servant to turn to Allah and often supplicate, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to frequently supplicate with this. And he closed by saying, فَمَا أَحْوَجُ الْمُسْلِمْ إِلَى تَثْبِيتِ اللَّهِ لَهُ على دينه القويم الذي هو سبب النجاة والفلاح والوقاية من الذنوب وغوائلها. He said, how great is the need of the Muslim for Allah to make them firm upon his religion, his straight religion, which is the reason for his safety and success and a protection from sins and their harms. And ikhwan, again, even with this dua, يَا مُقَلِّبُ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِ عَلَى دِينِكَ. O changer of hearts, make my heart firm upon your religion. Look how it's connected to the saying of Allah, Ihdina siratul mustaqim. O Allah, guide me to the straight path. Look at the connection. Allow me to stick to it. That path that leads to you. And it's only one path. That path which is the Quran and the Sunnah with understanding of the salaf of this ummah. That path which is the path of the righteous. Allow me to be with them. Allow me to benefit from them, with them. Allow me to be patient with them so that we can all walk upon this path. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Naam, for guidance. Person is Muslim, but there are still specifics of guidance that we need. And if you want an explanation of that, go back to Ad-Dawa Ad-Dawa, Ibn Al-Qayyim, the disease and the cure. It's translated as well in English. Ibn Al-Qayyim explains how we still need guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal, even on this journey, even if we're Muslim. Look at the connection between Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path, which is what a path of knowledge and implementation of that knowledge and the dua that we are talking about today. Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qalbi ala Deenik, Ayya Sirat al-Mustaqim. And look, Ikhwan, inshallah that will be tomorrow as well. Look, ala Deenik, upon your religion, not my religion. That's why I tell brothers, you know, some of the brothers, may Allah guide us and them who are rapping. You know, I tell them, listen, you could be a millionaire. And we've met some of them, and we speak to some of them, yes, and we want good for them. And they can tell you that, even in private. We don't water down the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ask them, when they come to us, the book we give them, Ibn al-Qayyim, The Evils of Music. But we tell them, listen, akhi, if you're asking me for money, if I have money, I'll give it to you. If you're asking me for something that I'm able, I'll try and do my best. But if you're coming to me and asking me to change the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal, that's something I can't do. Halal is halal and haram is haram for you and everyone else. So if you're looking for the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla that he revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, about which he said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. That verse about which the Jews, they said, if it was revealed to us, we would have took it as a day of celebration. This day I've perfected your religion for you. And I've completed my favor upon you and chosen Islam as your religion. If you're looking for that religion, then this is the religion of Allah from what I know. I can't change it. Because if I change it for you, how am I going to answer before I stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal? So Ikhwan, when you look for your religion, don't look for something that's fitting your lifestyle because you're middle class or you're a millionaire or you're a rapper or you're a singer or you're famous. Look for the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. The religion of Allah is the religion for me. It is the religion for you. It is the religion for Abdullah and Amatullah. It is the religion for a rapper. It's the religion for Andrew Tate. It's the religion for this person and that person. It's the religion for everyone. Those UFC fighters, those names I know and I don't know. The religion of Allah is the religion for everyone. There's no exception. And that's how man is going to be judged, based upon their adherence to that. And it's not about names, nor it's about fame. When we get caught up in that, we've lost the plot. When it's just about famous people, not about implementing the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal correctly, we've lost the plot. When the polytheists, they came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the hadith is sahih. And they said to him, you know, why are you sitting with Bilal and this person, you know, who was a freed slave, and this person? And we know the companions you have from amongst them, the Persian, the Roman, the Arabs that had no tribes. They said, you know, these people, they don't have any value in society. But they meant more to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam than any wealth in this world. Why? Because of La ilaha illallah and their adherence to the religion. Ikhwan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not improve the state of this ummah until we implement what we find in the book of the sunnah. And until we try our best to adhere to the understanding of the companions. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all success. Anything that I said that is correct is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Anything that I said that is erroneous and incorrect, then it is from myself and the shaitan and Allah azza wa jalla and his messenger are free of that. And again, alhamdulillah, as I mentioned to those brothers in America recently, wallahi ikhwan, if you hear a mistake, you correct it. لا يجوز تأخير البيان الوقت الحاجة. It is not correct that you sit there and you hear a mistake and you delay the clarification. This is our da'wah. That is why today, you know, people are so sensitive. They, you know, it's like they can't be corrected. You do something publicly that's wrong, who are you to not be corrected if it's public and it's gone all over the dunya? And that is why, alhamdulillah, yes, we try and nurture our students. If you see a mistake, alhamdulillah, let me know before I die so I can correct it. Barakallahu feekum. Because it's not about egos, it's about the truth. والحق ضالة المؤمن وجزاكم الله خيرا. I don't know the program. If anyone has any questions relating to the lesson, inshallah, تفضلوا. If not, الحمد لله. The brother, he asked, is it possible for me to, that you're talking about the attributes of the those firmly in, grounded in knowledge? Yes, the attributes of those firmly grounded in knowledge. Yes. Yes, number six, that even with all of that which has preceded, meaning in points 1 to 5, ikhwan, be patient, inshallah. Be patient, hafidhukum Allah, if you can. If you need to make wudu or you have to go for a need, isbiru, inshallah. La yunal al-ilm bi rahati al-jasad. Knowledge is not attained with ease of the body. Naam. With all of this, points 1 to 5, these people who are deeply rooted in knowledge, they ask Allah for His mercy, which comprises of the attainment of all that is good and protection of all that is evil, and they draw nearer to Allah through His name, Al-Wahhab. That's point number six, that's the sixth quality. The seventh, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I just read the translation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us of their faith and certainty in the day of resurrection and their fear of it. And this is an incumbent requirement for them to act and to protect themselves from a zalil, error and misguidance. Now, by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Tafadhal. Meaning it's going to come in the explanation later on. Yeah, yeah. Barakallah feek. Tafadhal. Last question, ikhwan, and then. Huh? Number four, the fourth quality, that they ask Allah Azza wa Jal for His pardon and well-being from that which the deviants have been tested and trialed with. Yes, and we know, ikhwan, when we see, and I have one more book that's left, Barakallah Feek, our da'wah of Sheikh Muqbi Rahimahullah, should be written in gold, especially in this day and age, to understand what is Salafiyah and what is not. Naam. When we see somebody who's been trialed and tested, and this is about the worldly test and the worldly trial, and even now, as I think An-Nawawi Rahimahullah, he said, even religiously, if we see somebody being tested, we should say, what do we say when someone's being tested and trialed? Fadl. I can't hear you. La, I don't know that. Fadl. I can't hear you. No, I don't know that. Fadl, one of the brothers, yeah, Fadl. Alhamdulillah, alladhi afani. مِمَّا بْتَلَاهُ بِهِ. Subhanallah, he fought the brother with the glasses at the back. Yes. And you have to be loud, akhi, because I can't hear. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي عَفَانِي مِمَّا بْتَلَاهُ بِهِ وَفَضَّلَنِي عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ تَفْضِيلًا. تفضل. Give the brother the book, alhamdulillah. جزاكم الله خير. Naam, all praise belong to Allah Azza wa Jal, who's protecting me from what He has trialed that person with. Naam, learn that dua as well. But most importantly, inshallah, tomorrow, ikhwan, I'm going to ask a number of you about the dua. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Shouldn't be a person from the brothers and the sisters except you memorize the dua. Even if you don't know Arabic, you can memorize it. And I think I mentioned in the past, ikhwan, the hadith, I tell you, the hadith of Uthman radiallahu anhu in Bukhari, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allamah. I can remember the place I memorized it. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it. They're the best of you. Yes, not influencers with millions of followers. But I memorized that hadith, and there's no excuse. Somebody said, I don't know Arabic. It was a journey from between Sana'a to Damaj, the markaz of Sheikh Muqbil. And the students in the van at the time, they would mention a hadith and nobody was excused. You couldn't say, you know, I don't know Arabic. You know, my Arabic is weak at that time. No, they would choose a hadith that was small and everybody would memorize them. And that's one of the hadith I memorized in that short journey. So again, alhamdulillah, you all have the ability to do it. And look, ikhwan, at the power of that dua. Ya muqallibul qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. You don't know. Maybe that dua, you make it with a correct belief and also carrying out the legislated measures, and Allah grants you firmness. Where someone else, they don't say that dua and they are fooled with their own selves. And Allah tests them and they go astray. May Allah protect us all from that. وَسُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ.